high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you all good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be in the world's time zones. All about to change tonight. I'll get to that. Believe me, I'll get to that. Useless, futile as it may be, I'll get to that. Every single one of those time zones, changing though they may be, covered by this program, Coast to Coast AM, in other words, worldwide. I'm Art Bell, here to escort you through the weekend. My honor, my pleasure to do so. Obviously, the big news is about the Pope passing, and we will cover that in a moment. Let me cover sort of the beginning program things here for you. My webcam photograph tonight is kind of selfish, but there's a kind of a cute story that goes with it. To a lot of people, it will mean nothing. I'm a very, very proud amateur radio operator, ham radio operator. I have the two latest, greatest ham radio operating rigs in the world. The one you'll see the picture there. The bottom one is a new one from Yaesu. I'm the first delivery in the United States of this radio, and it's about an $11,900 machine. Incredible technology. Up on top of it, another absolutely incredible piece of technology made by ICOM, the 7800. So, one thing that doing this program and has allowed me to do is buy the latest and greatest toys. And Yaesu's sent me this radio. They called me on Friday and said, you're going to get the first one on planet Earth. And I, wow. And they sent me a tracking number for it. You know, it's a pretty expensive piece of gear. So I checked the tracking, and it was due to arrive Monday. And I said, good, cool. I'll do the weekend shows, and there it'll be Monday. And I relaxed. Ramona came in and said, oh, my God, Art, there's this giant box down inside the gate. And I went out there and looked, and went, oh, my God. They had delivered. It left Cerritos, California on the 31st of March and arrived here April 1st. And somehow they got this 84-pound box over the fence, this sensitive, expensive electronic piece of gear over the fence. And so we rushed it in, Ramona more than myself. You know me and my back. I by the way, damaged it a little doing everything I had to do to get it going. So my back is twitching on me a little tonight. But, I mean, who could resist, right? So, anyway, checked out fine, and I'll be checking it out some more. But all is well, even though it came on April 1st, and it's serial number 13. So, for all my amateur radio friends up there, there it is, guys and gals. The newest of the new, the 9000D. And I'll know more about it next week after I've had an opportunity to explore in depth. So that's a webcam photo. Now, there is going to be a time change at 2 a.m., your time. It will suddenly become 3 a.m. Traditionally, twice a year, I have railed against this insanity they call a time change. I tire of it. It's stupid, but no one listens. Well, actually, that's not true. Twice a year, I get a million emails agreeing with me, stop the insanity. For God's sakes, Congress, do something. Stop this. Let us have no time change. We can live with it. And so there's my plea. But I know, like all other years, twice a year, my rantings and ravings will do no good. I'm going to have to go around and correct. I've already taken care of, oh, I don't know, 20 or 30 clocks. And I've got 20 or 30 to go. So twice a year, we go through this nuttiness that we call daylight savings. Anyway, nothing's going to happen. Appeal to the logic, everybody agrees, nobody does anything. But I guess I have to make my idiots. Why don't you idiots do something? Well, I shouldn't call them idiots, should I? Why don't you deep-thinking legislative geniuses draft up something to stop this insanity. How's that? That's better. All right. Coming up in the next hour, EVP. And there are people who complain about EVP, not me. I think EVP is the real McCoy, and I'll go into great detail about why I believe that, and what you're really hearing is indeed the voice of the dead. It really is. It's the only answer. And if you dare to listen, I think you'll come to the same conclusion. There are a couple of particularly disturbing EVPs that you're going to be hearing tonight. So I'll give you sort of a pre-warning about that. I have received a large number of emails from, with regard to a prediction apparently made by Father Wingate about the Pope. Sadly, they did not come true. Pope John Paul II, who helped topple communism in Europe, and he did, and left a deep conservative stamp on the church that he led for 26 years, died Saturday night in his Vatican apartment, ending a long public struggle against debilitating illness. He was 84. The Undersecretary of State, Archbishop Leonardo Sandri, said, quote, "We all feel like orphans this evening." The crowd was about 70,000 at St. Peter's Square, quietly at home, or with heads bowed in church. Americans marked the death Saturday of Pope John Paul II, recalling him as a great leader who combined warmth with moral power, a call to care for the poor with an emphasis on liberty, bells tolled at Roman Catholic churches across America, as in fact they did at the Vatican and around the world. Religious leaders of all faiths spoke out to honor the Pope, as did all of our political leaders. Flags lowered to half-staff, black bows replacing Easter wreaths at a Wisconsin cathedral. Now there is going to be a process that you all are, many of you who are not old enough and have never gone through this, are going to be amazed at. The process to pick a new Pope is an amazing process. The intense guessing game over who will be the next Pope only has one certainty. The cardinals must decide whether to follow John Paul II with another non-Italian or hand the papacy back to its traditional caretakers. The Polish-born John Paul was the first non-Italian Pope in 455 years. And he brought, indeed, a new vitality to the Vatican, challenging parochial attitudes throughout the Church. One view holds that the papal electors will want to maintain the spirit by recognizing the Roman Catholic centers of gravity outside Europe and in Latin America and Africa. Now, it really is something to see. So, those of you who don't remember the way it works, there will be intense deliberations and prayer and voting, and nobody, I guess, really knows exactly what goes on. But at the end of the process, a white smoke will emanate from the Vatican, indicating they have chosen a new pope. And I do recall one time when it took a very, very long time to choose a new pope. What I would say of this pope is, we have lost a great man. I'm not a Catholic, and so I don't know if I'm qualified. Well, yes, I am. I'm qualified to comment on the kind of man that he seemed to be. He seemed to be the real McCoy. He didn't go for anything at the end other than suffering to his last breath. I didn't want to be taken back to the hospital to die. I think he knew very well he was dying and chose to die in the Vatican. Chose no heroic efforts. And the guy was the real McCoy. This Pope was the real McCoy, in my opinion. A real man. We have lost a really important figure. Now, again, it'll be an educational process for those of you who have never seen it occur. It's wild when they pick a new pope. There's a whole lot of tradition, very steeped in tradition and ritual, the Catholic Church is very interesting. Just 5 months after the presidential election, Democratic lawmakers are traveling throughout the country to campaign anew against President Bush and his agenda. This time, though, the stakes are the future of Social Security rather than control of the White House. And that's kind of the world news, with the Pope passing, the Pope's passing, of course, dominating everything, and it will continue to do so in most of the media around the world. In a moment, I've got a couple of other little items that would fall outside the normal world news. You're old. This next item of intense interest to me should be to all of you, really. The headline is, of course, Yucca Probe focuses on possibly faked data. Emails by several government scientists on the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Dump Project suggest workers were planning to fabricate records and manipulate results to ensure outcomes that would help the project move forward. Are they out of their minds? God almighty, some of these emails, I know the evening news has been quoting some of these allegedly faked emails. My God, people, we're talking about a deadly substance that has got to be kept and managed by mankind for 10,000 years at minimum, probably longer. We haven't done anything in our puny little time on the planet for 10,000 years, and they're going to fake stuff about it? This could be, according to some lawmakers, particularly here in Nevada, the death knell for the Yucca project, the whole project. The high-level waste was due to be put in a place called Yucca Mountain, and it would be some years yet before they would do it, if at all, but it would have to be good for 10,000 years. So this could well be, and perhaps deservedly so, the death knell for this project. It all involves whether or not radiation would leak into the groundwater. Now, I think you can all imagine the consequences of high-level nuclear waste leaking into the groundwater. It might get, who knows, all the way down to Southern California. It might pollute the groundwater for the western third of the U.S. God knows what it might do. But faking the results? Good Lord. So I wouldn't even bother to read any of the emails to you. They generally involve, faking the results. So the project could go through. It's hard for me to imagine that a scientist would, any scientist, much less perhaps many, would do this. Can you? If you were a scientist, and you were gathering the information to either prove that this was going to be safe for mankind, or that there was a possibility of mankind dying off en masse because of some error you made, would you fake it? My God. So if it's the death knell of this project, then so be it. After a few close calls, astronomers have finally obtained the first photograph of a planet beyond our own solar system. And as you can imagine, it's a big one. It would have to be. At this time, they say they're sure, although some doubt lingers about the exact mass of the object. The planet is thought to be one or two times as massive as our Jupiter. And that's big, folks. It orbits a star very similar to a very young version of our own sun. The star, called GQ Lupi, has been observed by a team of European astronomers since 1999. They have made three images now using the Very Large Telescope of the European Southern Observatory in Chile, the Hubble Space Telescope, and the Japanese Subaru Telescope. Each contributed an image, and so there you have it. For the first time in all of mankind's knowing, something, a planet, an actual planet outside our own system has been photographed and confirmed as being there. Now listen, we're about to go into open lines for the balance of this hour. So if you want to get through, I suppose beginning to dial now would be appropriate. The following is from Yahoo News. The headline would be, World oil prices surge after study tips $100 a barrel. This will go back to last week's program and buttress a lot of what I was saying, I think, last week. World oil prices surged on a wave of speculative buying sparked in part by a Goldman Sachs study that predicted levels of more than $100 a barrel. New York's main contract, light sweet crude for delivery in May, soared $1.41 to $55.40 per barrel in early deals, off a peak of $56.1. Yikes! In London, the price of Brent North Sea crude for delivery in May rocketed $2.20 to $54.29. Goldman Sachs research brought up concerns about crude oil, saying that the market is headed for an abrupt upward trend because of the tightness of supply and demand. The investment bank warned of a possible super spike. That's what they're calling it, a super spike in oil prices above $100 per barrel. Quote, we believe that oil prices have entered the early stages of a super spike period, said analyst Arjun Murthy, who raised his price range of $50 to $105 a barrel from $50 to $80. The higher price range was foreseen to last several years because of strength in oil demand and economic growth, especially in the U.S. and, of course, China. And there's one more item here. Dr. Don Rose, the legendary morning disc jockey who entertained Northern California audiences for nearly two decades, passed away Tuesday night in his sleep. And I wanted to note that Rose was, of course, a household name in the Bay Area and the Central Valley as a morning radio host on KFRC, KKIS, KIOI from 73 to 89, his shows were famous for his one-liners, goofy gags, zany sound effects. Many people from Sacramento remember him as a man who coined the term Sacratomato. Over his 13-year career, Rose hosted close to, get this, 3,000 shows. In 1985, after a near life-threatening injury, Rose even asked to have his studio equipment brought into his hospital room where he continued to do his morning show. That is dedication. During his reign as the number one host in the Bay Area radio, Billboard magazine repeatedly honored him as Disc Jockey of the Year. Rose retired from local radio in 1989. In recent years, he's lived in his Concord home with family. He suffered a variety of health problems in recent years. Now, I want to prepare you a little for tonight and what we're going to be doing for the 3 hours following the top of this hour. EVP, electronic voice phenomena. Try as I might, and I'm somewhat technically competent. Honestly, folks, I cannot find any hole, anything that the two people you're going to hear tonight might be doing wrong, intentionally or unintentionally, that might be an answer for what you're about to hear tonight. You're going to hear the voice of people who have passed to the other side. And I've got to add, it's particularly tonight. There are a couple in there that I'm told, and I haven't listened to them. The reason I don't listen ahead of time, and I could, I've got the CDs that have been sent right here, so I could listen ahead of time, but I don't do that because I want to react exactly spontaneously. So I don't do that. And I'll hear them as you hear them. But I really must tell you, with what I do know, and I'm not a genius, but I have a fair technical grasp of things, this is real. There are not easy answers. In fact, there are no logical answers for what you're going to hear tonight, except that you are hearing the voices from the other side. The only other possibility is, in my opinion, that you might be hearing the voices of the now living. But I think that a lot of what you're going to hear tonight is going to dispel that possibility, leaving just about the only one as the voice of the dead. And I think that all of us, particularly with the passing of so many well-known names, feeling our own mortality, wants to believe that there is indeed something waiting for us on the other side, not just the end of everything. The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, you know that scenario. I don't buy that. I have a kind of a definite feeling that there's a reason for all of this and for life that goes beyond the years that we spend upon this planet, however many or few they may be. No, I think there's something out there. I think there's something else coming. And tonight, you'll hear some slightly worrisome proof that that may be exactly so. So, open lines in a moment from the high desert. I'm Art Bell. Everybody, I want you to listen very closely. The numbers to call to get through the portals, as it were, are a little different on the weekend. So you need to get a piece of paper and pencil and make note of them should you desire to get through. Here they come.
To talk with Art Bell, call the wildcard line at area code 775-727-1295. The first-time caller line is area code 775-727-1222. To talk with Art Bell from east of the Rockies, call toll-free at 800-825-5033. From west of the Rockies, call Art at 800-618-8255. International callers may reach Art Bell by calling your in-country Sprint access number, pressing option 5, and dialing toll-free 800-893-0903. From coast to coast and worldwide on the Internet, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell.
Oh, incidentally, I want to thank Whitley Strieber. Thanks, Whit. I got a lot of emails asking about my welfare because he ran an April 1st story indicating that I had disappeared into Mel's Hole, that I had gone on a investigation and had disappeared into Mel's Hole. And no matter how much it was obviously a joke, there are a number of people who took it extremely seriously. I haven't been anywhere near Mel's Hole. I'm just spiffy. No matter. All right, as promised, in the next segment, this segment, open lines. Let's rock. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Bell. It is an honor to speak with you. I've been listening to you since about 1994 when I was 13 years old. The first show I ever heard you do was with a guy that was, I believe he was a Catholic priest. His name was Martin Malachi.
Father, yes, Malachi Martin, actually, yes.
Correct, correct. And my, I had a question first, and then I also had a, well, comment first and a question. The comment was, there's a lot of stuff going on with the Pope right now, and the guest you guys had last night said that he wasn't going to die. So my question about that comment was, is he in exile now? And then my other question was...
All right, is Father Melanchthon Martin in exile?
No, 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 the Pope.
Is the Pope in exile? What do you mean, exile?
Because there was a priest on last night that said he wasn't going to die. He was going to go into exile for 8 months.
Oh, I see. I'm afraid the prediction was obviously inaccurate, and I hope sincerely that it does not affect the faith of the man who made it. I heard something about it, so at any rate, that's my comment.
Next question is, a friend of mine told me that Malachi Martin died. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to hear that, and that's all I had. You have a great night, Art, and it's been a pleasure listening to you over 10 years.
Take care. You have a very, very good night. Father Malachi Martin was an extremely special man. A very special man. They offered some CDs, I believe, of those programs. I'm not sure. I don't think you can still get them, but if you can, they're really, really, really well worth a listen. There is no new Malachi Martin that I'm aware of. He was a very special man, a consultant to two popes, and had a very, very much an inside track to what was going on in the Vatican. Some of what he said was very controversial. Most of it was extremely believable. And if you ever get a chance to hear any of the shows that I did with Father Malachi Martin, you don't want to pass that opportunity up, believe me. Wild Card Line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art. This is Greg from WABC Country over here in New York.
All right, Greg, get into that telephone and project like there were millions listening.
Okay, then I'll use my former AFRTS voice.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, here's the question. If you could ask the guests coming up, do they plan on going to any historical places such as maybe Ford's Theater or maybe Monticello or places where former presidents had been or maybe have...
All right, well, here's the thing. These two are not moneyed people. They're just representing a very small group of very dedicated people who do this for nothing, for free. They don't write books. They don't solicit donations. They don't do any of that baloney. They just do this. That's another thing that sort of, you know, sides on the credibility of what they do. I've looked at this so hard. Mm-hmm. So I doubt they'll be traveling very much unless, you know, a pot of gold falls in their lap.
Okay.
That's kind of the answer. I know they can't travel too much, so they tend to do it, you know, in the regional area where they live.
Well, that sounds interesting to me. I'm still going to listen to them nonetheless. And thank you very much for making me more aware of so many topics that it quite frankly, it amazes some of my friends because I talk about something that I've heard on the show, and then like a couple of months go by and they say, hey, you were kidding.
Yes, I know. Thank you very, very much. That's the highest compliment. Not everything that you hear on Coast to Coast AM is true or comes true, obviously. However, I think one reason for the show's phenomenal success over the years is that a whole lot of what you hear does come true. Things that are heard here 3, 6, even 12 months later come to pass. And so you get to hear them here first. And that's always been part of the beauty of the show, in that we deal with things and people that other shows wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole. And sometimes that results in silliness or BS, and sometimes it results in magic, absolute magic. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. This is Alessandra, listening in Chicago.
Well, all right.
Having to DX between Louisville and Cleveland because LS still isn't covering Saturday, unfortunately.
Oh, come on, WLS.
I know.
What could you possibly have to do that would be more important on a Saturday night?
Wouldn't
than
believe
Kerry
it.
Coast?
And the first hour on Sunday as well. Anyway, I have three quick questions for you. One about pizza and two related to sleep.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Really?
Should I do the pizza first?
Yeah.
You talked about the sauce that Ramona was able to figure out from the stuff that you had in Paris.
Oh, God, yes. Pizza punch.
Pizza punch. And I was just sort of curious about it. Is it a hot, peppery thing?
You really want it? Yeah, it's hot. It's an oil-based thing with many, many ingredients. And here's the maybe good news, okay?
Okay.
Pizza punch has been picked up by a gentleman who is forwarding... See, how can I put this? It's being taste-tested... in mass right now, and they're talking to really big pizza manufacturers, and Pizza Punch may become a national reality in the next year, within the next year or so. It's well on its way. That's a secret I wasn't going to give out.
But,
well, what the heck, huh?
So cool. So will you keep us posted on that?
Depend on it.
So.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so how would we find out? You know, just to have closure on
that.
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, you'll hear on this program, or you'll hear someplace about Art and Ramona's Pizza Punch with a picture of Art and Ramona on the front, like Paul Newman and his stuff, or something like that. Who knows?
Cool.
Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. They're going to have this big commercial taste test. This stuff is wonderful. It's incredible. And so I think it's going to do well. We'll see.
Wonderful. Yeah. Okay, two things about sleep. What was that little technique that you talked about when you have trouble going to sleep and it helps get you to fall asleep?
Guaranteed to work every time. Here's what you do. You're tossing, you're turning, you're saying, why am I even in bed trying? This is painful. And so here's what you do. You lie in bed, you take two gigantically deep breaths, then you close your eyes, and one thing at a time, you consciously work on this in your mind. You relax your hand, you relax your arm, you relax your upper body, you relax your leg, your feet, your legs, one at a time. You go through it mentally, it's like counting sheep, except you're not. You're consciously relaxing each part of your body. And if you're not asleep by then, which you probably will be, before you finish off all the body parts, you take a couple of more big, deep breaths of oxygen, and baby, you're gone. You're asleep.
Okay, well, I won't do it until post is over. And here is the other thing that I have been wanting to ask you for a long time. A few years ago, you were telling us about these dreams that you were having where you actually felt like it was a second existence. Something about being a person in Mississippi. Remember this?
No.
Oh, you said you were having all these dreams.
I was in Mississippi once. I remember that.
No, you said
Greenville Air Force Base.
No, you said you were having these dreams, and it was actually like a second life, and it kept recurring and recurring and recurring.
Well, I didn't know why. I sort of do remember that, actually. Yes.
And I was just kind of wondering if that had continued or if you'd ever done any research on the place or whatever to try to figure out why you were having that kind of experience.
It has not continued, thankfully. I like going to sleep and just having the world blank out. I love that. I don't... Dreaming is work. With the exception of a few dreams. but basically, it's work. I mean, like, if you're running away from a monster...
That's work.
You bet it's work. My God, the teeth are getting close, and you know, when you wake up, you're in a sweat, and you go, oh, my God, thank God it was a dream. Oh, okay. Thank you very much for
thank
the call.
Thank you. It's been great talking to you.
Take care. Yeah. Lately, I've been sleeping exceptionally well, which probably indicates that I have a fairly, you know, that life is pretty good right now, and I've been getting a lot of sleep, which I think also is good. I think the body... you know, does a lot of healing, its best healing work when it's getting deep sleep. But what do I know? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Yesterday, Fox News, Reuters News, the Italian News Service, and then an Italian cardinal got on the air and said that the Pope had died and gone home to Jesus.
Right.
And then that story was later recanted.
Right.
Do you think it's possible that Pope John Paul II was physically unable to perform his duties as Pope, and that the Vatican wanted to move into a new direction, and that he agreed to step down and then picked April Fool's Day as his departure date, and once they discovered that that was a signal date, being April Fool's, they changed it to April the 2nd today?
Well,
and then
in a word, no.
And then Father Wingate's prediction. You should get Father Wingate on.
Why?
Because George Noy believes that Father Wingate is a Catholic priest and that he met with Pope John Paul II. And all of his predictions have come true, and George says he will continue to have him on as a guest, regardless if there's some flaws in his prediction. But I believe that the Pope is still alive and in exile.
I see. All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. I don't believe that. I think the Pope is indeed passed on. I can't imagine why there'd be any reason to believe otherwise. I think he has passed, and I think he was a tremendous. He really was a tremendous Pope. He was a tremendous man. The world has lost a tremendous man. He really was something. This Pope was something else. A man who was as straightforward as you can be. You know, normally there's so much secrecy from the Vatican, but he stopped that. He just stopped it. And he said, no. With regard to my suffering, let them see it. Let it all be natural. And let the world see it. And that's exactly what he did. You have to have a lot of respect for that. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm on the air?
You are.
Oh, hi. Art. Yeah.
Yes, we don't have screeners. You just
Thanks.
Boom, on the air.
What I was wondering is why the subject you're going to have tonight, why you think that, why are you so credulous about it? I mean,
because I've looked at it so damn hard, sir. Honestly, from a technical point of view, I've looked at this as hard as a person can look at it, and I've looked at the people involved. I don't see any holes in this. And then there was, if you're a longtime listener, you know that there were other people doing this work virtually since the invention of the telephone, as a matter of fact. And so many people greater than the two of us combined believed it was true. And I've looked so hard at it because I want to know as much as anybody else out there, approaching my 60th birthday, I might add, whether there's a life following this one. And this is one of those things that leads us in that direction. Technically, I see no holes in what they're doing, sir, none.
Okay, when you say there's no holes, though, during the discussion that you have, can you explain how you looked at it? Because to me, it just seems like something that would be like real easy to fake. You know, something that's on a recorded, you know, technological.
Well, toward that end, you know, we live in a unique day and age, as you know, with every kind of audio and video program to morph anything into anything that you want. But we were doing this program with these people back in the days when it was tape only, very noisy compared to what they have now. And I guess regarding whether it could be a fake, I look to the people themselves more than anything else, and these people aren't trying to make any profit off, you know, from what they're doing.
I can understand that, but I mean,
well, what else, what other measure would you use?
It's like outsider art, you know, like there's lots of painters and artists who do things just for the fun of it, just for the beauty of it, you know. And a hoax can be a beautiful thing, you know, the way that certain people look at those kinds of things. It's just its own reward.
Here's another one then. If they were hoaxing this, and let's say they were fundamentalist religious people trying to lead the world into believing that there's a life after this one, you know? Believe me, they wouldn't hoax some of the disturbing things that are said during these EVPs. They would very much slant it toward, you know, I'm in heaven,
wonderful,
God and Jesus are here with me as well as my relatives. That's not what we're getting. So I like
the stuff, you know, the scary stuff. I'm just, like, real skeptical. I'd like to see, hear more.
I am, too. Listen, I'm with you. But this is the best that I've seen of what we do in this area. I think it's very convincing. So I'll grill him pretty hard tonight, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Not great show. Thanks a lot for what you do.
You bet. Take care. We'll grill him pretty hard tonight. But I've done that in times past. They're good people. Their motivation seems clean and clear. Their results certainly are a little disturbing at times. And you're not exactly sure what the meaning is of some of what you get, but the process itself and the technical aspects of it seem so cleanly straightforward to me. And it's not just these folks. You can go back through some of the experiments that I played for you on Halloween, for example, and all the way back to Alexander Graham. And they all thought that voices from the other side could indeed be captured electronically, and there's reason to believe it may be so. Wildcard Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art. How are you? It's Joe from WRKO Radio in the rainy city of Boston.
Hey, Joe.
How you doing? I want to give my condolences because I am a Catholic, and it's a shame what happened to the Pope, but we're all going to go that way. You know?
Of course.
I have two other questions. Did I hear you correct? You say Hilly Rose died?
No, I didn't say
that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I did not know. You said somebody with a radio station?
Don Rose.
Oh.
Don Rose, who did a show, a number one show in the Bay Area, passed away.
Okay. My other question is, when are you going to do more programs on Area 51 and get more stuff like this out? I really am interested in that because I'm interested in Bob Lazar's idea with hydrogen, but no one seems to be able to get in touch with his company because people would like to, I'm sure, maybe get
in. Well, it's not like you can pick up the phone and call the Area Information and Tourist Line.
No, but he is not in Area 51 anymore. He has a company.
No, he isn't. Would I like to have a new source, somebody who's been inside Area 51?
Absolutely.
You bet I would.
Right.
So if there's anybody else out there who would like to spill their guts, who has been in Area 51, worked in Area 51, has knowledge of Area 51, the mysterious Area 51, very close by. In fact, you know, I'm within scanner range of Area 51, meaning I can hear a lot of the security radios and some of the stuff that's unencrypted that goes on at Area 51. But yes, I would love to have some new inside info. So if you have worked in Area 51 or have information that I would like with regard to Area 51, please send me an email. You can find me. I'm artbell@aol.com or artbell@mindspring.com. That's ARTBELL, all in lowercase, of course, @aol.com or artbell@mindspring.com. All right, coming up in just a moment, the GIS. And if you wish to believe it, voices from the other side. I think that's what they are. And we'll discuss what alternative explanations there could be for what you're about to hear. I'm warning you ahead of time, some of what you're about to hear is going to be very disturbing indeed. But it's a fascinating adventure we're about to have. So, I don't know. Turn up, if you've got the nerve, turn up the volume on the radio, and with the rest of us, prepare to be a little chilled as we move to the other side from the high desert in the middle of the night. This, of course, is Coast to Coast AM.